The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm Bob Vecchio, your host, thanking you for tuning in each and every week to listen to the amazing stories and things that our students are doing in public schools across Long Island. This week, the school district that's in our spotlight is Harborfield School District, but really, it's the Education Foundation, known as HASF, that is a part of that school community. And Education Foundations, we're going to learn a little bit about what they are and how they help schools and school communities, and why it may be beneficial for school districts to maybe explore, and school communities to explore, Education Foundations in the years going forward. There's not many of them on Long Island, but we are honored to have HASF here tonight to talk about the Education Foundation and the things that they do to help support Harborfield School District. So Karen, you're a member of the HASF board, so welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Bob, for having us. The Harborfield Community Educational Foundation, we were founded in 2003 as a response to what was going on at the time. A lot of districts across Long Island were having a contingency budget, and they were doing cutbacks. So a group of parents got together, and they wanted to see how they can offer additional educational supports or enhancements for their children that they may not have been able to have otherwise. Times have changed, but one thing that hasn't changed is that parents still want educational opportunities for their children. Something the district is amazing and it does wonderful things, but this is enhancements, things that go a little bit beyond and giving a little extra, and so we can have our children achieve their greatest potential.
And we were talking off the air, how is this different from what PTAs and PTOs do for school districts?
Well,
because there's a distinct difference.
Yes, there is. We have a lot of the teachers in our school district will submit grants to us, varying grants. I mean, music, technology, special education, the arts, and they'll see something that they need. Maybe there's a special need in their classroom, like flexible seating. Children learn in different ways. So if they learn better, not just sitting down in a desk, some of them learn better standing up or using a flexible ball to sit on. And there's a lot of different things that teachers they're very creative, and they think, how best can I serve my students? So they'll submit a grant to HASF for maybe some flexible seating, and that's one grant that we're seeing quite a lot of. I think a lot of people are recognizing that children learn in different ways.
Right, and I mean, you're seeing it in workspaces too, that people will stand or bounce ball, same type of thing.
That's
There's some
right.
health benefits to it. There's something about the stimulation of the brain by doing that, so that's a great creative opportunity. And you are separate and distinct from the school district, though, right? It's not
correct.
Part of the school district. It's a separate entity outside. So that gives you the ability to, A, access resources or funding or fundraising.
Yes.
And then essentially you're making donations to the district, and the district has
yes.
to accept those donations. So it's yep. kind of a good separation, but true collaboration.
Right. There's
the
a few
time.
Ways we do that. I mean, we have a wonderful summer camp program that really involves a lot of different teachers within our district. And we have introduce a new skill or invest in a technology that a child hasn't tried before. We have large scale events like the Mardi Gras, the HASF Mardi Gras Gala. And we also have smaller scale collaborations with our PTAs. We might do a fundraising event that we have the PTAs come and they want to do something so that it raises the money for HASF, and then their school can put in a grant. So it brings everybody together to the table, and administration as well. So sometimes they'll come to us and they'll say, what do you think? Or we'll go to them and say, what do you think? We would like to do something extra here. And it's been a wonderful relationship.
And for folks that might be residents of your school district and in your community, or a business that's in the community and is not aware of the foundation, where could they go to find out more information about HASF?
www.hasf.org.
See, we always got to do the little plug, right? The little commercial here. And we're pleased to be joined by the superintendent of schools for Harborfield School District, Francesco. And, Francesco, I'm a school board member myself, and I know how tough it is with resources out there, and going to the tax base sometimes is difficult. So to have kind of a different angle with a Cooperating and Collaborative Education Foundation. What does that mean for you as a superintendent of schools, as you, you know, you're the visionary of where you want to take your district and how to benefit the kids. So what does this mean to have an education foundation as part of your school community?
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having us. And it's funny that you mentioned the vision and the mission of our district is to provide a world-class education one child at a time. And the foundation, we have a wonderful relationship to our Board of Education and with our Board of Education and with HACCP. And one of the things that they have done is to provide that extra that is needed in time of limited resources. And when you think about it, you're trying to give them, just like in your family, you try to give them everything that you can, but sometimes you limit it. And when you get to that point, that little extra boost of funds will really make a difference. And it can make a difference in one class, for one teacher, for one group. And that means a lot to the community. It means a lot to me as the leader of the school.
And as the leader of the school, to build up your community base and that community collaboration also helps get you the buy-in that you need for maybe when you go out for a capital project or supporting a budget or, sure, you know, getting behind a tough decision that you might have to make, whether it be personnel or programmatic. So this is also a good way for you to also help get your message out there to the community as well.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we do. We work together, we collaborate, and we make sure that we bounce ideas and they are out there promoting our mission, promoting our vision, and making sure that the students will get what they need. And our mission, our vision is to make sure that the school will bring the school to the next level. We have a fantastic district, and it's always hard to bring a good district to even a better place, but we have all the ingredients, and we have a community that I'm blessed as a superintendent to have this type of community where they just taking so much time out of their own day to just make things happen.
That's great. Give us a little information about the school district for the listening audience that might not be aware. Harbor Fields covers what area geographically, and how big is the school district?
So the school is approximately 3,000, and your students' enrollment is decreasing, but we are around the 3,000 mark. Located by Green Lawn Centerport. It covers a wide area.
So you're sandwiched between the Huntington area
and the Smithtown area. Elwood and Smithtown, right. all around that. We surround it.
Right.
But it's a wonderful, wonderful place. I encourage people to visit. We have, you know, scenery is amazing. But what makes our community special is our students and our community and our families. They truly make HF family. And we are very proud of the work that they do inside the classroom, outside the students. It's just a phenomenal place.
Great. Now, Susie, you are also a Board of Education member, and we're going to be talking about this major fundraising event in a little bit. But as a Board of Education member, what does HACCP mean to you?
It means being able to supplement some of the things that a school budget really can't cover. And I think that's sort of the buzzwords of what's happening in education today in, you know, New York State and especially in Long Island, because even though we all have really high school taxes, we do have a tax cap that limits how much we can ask our taxpayers to pay. And we have non-negotiables where those expenses go up. And the most important thing that we don't want to have to sacrifice is programming and the needs of our students. So organizations like HACCP are essential for the future because they fill in gaps with fundraising for some items that may be viewed as enhancements, but enhancements that really make a difference in the lives of our children.
Yeah, I mean, that summer camp is a great example. So, Kelly, how long have you been, you're co-chair for this event that we're going to talk about in the next segment, but how long have you been involved in the school community, but also involved through the activities with HACCP?
I started working with HACCP 2 years ago when I joined on with the idea to come up with a gala. My career has been in technology sales, and I spent a little bit of time serving the education market. So on the sidelines, I've seen the importance of technology. And then from going to board meetings and being on the PTA board, I really got to know the administration, the teachers, and I know how hardworking everybody is in Harbor Fields. And I learned about the tax base and how we don't have a lot of corporate tax and the property tax cap. And so with a friend of mine, Joyce Johnston, we decided, wow, let's do something. Let's try to raise money and earmark, you know, help, like help instead of just complaining and sitting back. Let's really try to help.
Right. So be part of the solution,
yeah,
not part
not
of the problem.
Right. And it's just a joy of mine. And I, like I said, I've had a career in sales. So I've kind of, now I'm retired from that career. So I'm working for my kids and my school district to help.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk all about this major fundraising event that they're putting together and the people that they're honoring. So you're listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools, your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And your district may be the next one right here in our spotlight. When we come back, it's the Mardi Gras Gala on March 1st. Stay tuned.